Well, once again, we say welcome aboard. It's good to be with you at this time, Brother Munn speaking. Our program here called The Fisherman's 5-Minute Look at the Book with you again this particular time. In the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 29, I've used verse 18 sort of as our launching pad. I gave many verses yesterday, but this is sort of a verse that we use to maybe answer, well, the question I've asked you this week. How is your eyesight? How's your eyesight? Of course, we're talking about the eyes, of course, are of spiritual significance, not necessarily those physical eyes, although, my friend, they can be a source of sin. You go all the way back to Genesis chapter 3. You remember Eve? She saw that the tree was good for food, it was desired to make one wise, you know? And as far as our eyes are concerned, I need to watch what I focus upon. How is my eyesight? We talked about so far this week that we need an aid to vision. I wear a pair of glasses. That helps me to read well. As far as the Bible is concerned, I believe this book is like a spiritual pair of glasses. We look at things as God looks at them. Yesterday we talked about how do you view the world. You know, if you don't have the correct view of the world, number one, you'll never grow in grace. Number two, Christ will never be your Savior, because your view of the world, a lot of people just, they got their roots anchored down in this world and they sense and feel no need of God. So I need to have the right view of the world. Proverbs 29:11, where there is no vision, the people perish. So vision is important. Good vision. How's your eyesight? Let me ask this question at this particular time. How do you view yourself? You know, I ask this to people from time to time. I've had people tell me something like this. I said, well, Brother Munn, I'm not perfect, but I'm a good person, basically, you know. I try to be a good citizen, a good neighbor, try to raise my family right, see that they're educated, try to take care of them. I give to charities. I go to church some. And I guess as far as Brother Munn, I guess I'm trying to be as good as possible. That's the norm of people that live here where I live. And of course, what I've seen in some areas around the world. You know, you need to begin to see yourself as God sees you. As I put on God's pair of glasses and look at things through this Bible, you know, I find some things that's rather startling about Wayne Munn. In fact, you know, I'll just be honest with you. The Bible really does not say a lot of good things about Wayne Munn. You said it doesn't? No. In fact, I find the book of Proverbs chapter 20, it says most men will proclaim their own goodness. How about that? Isaiah chapter 64, it says all of my goodnesses, all of my righteousnesses, as God looks at them, and of course, they have to be compared with God, all of my righteousnesses are as filthy rags. In the book of Romans, Romans chapter 3, it says, there's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that seeketh after God. There's none that understandeth. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Whew, I tell you, as far as looking at this like this, I remember when I first began to delve into this book, as the Spirit of God put me under conviction. And of course, I was not saved. I began to read. I did find a great Savior, but I found a horrible sinner. And you know who that horrible sinner was? You? No, it was me. A horrible sinner in the eyes of God and through the eyes of God. I had to see myself first as lost without Christ. I was one that David said that in Psalm chapter 40 and verse 1, he said, he brought me up out of a horrible pit. Isaiah chapter 55, Isaiah says, he said, you ought to remember the pit from which you were dug, you know. A lot of people just think they're good stuff. They're just good stock. In the Bible, this says there's none good. For that being true, I took what God said to be true. I trusted Christ to be my Savior. And even today, I find all flesh is grass. The only goodness I have is the goodness that God gives me. I've got to have good vision, especially about myself. How do you view the world? But more so, how do you view yourself? Where there is no vision, the people perish. Until tomorrow, Fisher Munn saying goodbye.